Good afternoon, banking giant BBVA's hostile takeover attempt of Sabadell has failed, ending its bid to create a new heavyweight in the European banking sector, so the stock market regulator said yesterday. The failure put an end to an almost 18-month attempt by BBVA to acquire its smaller rival. It's a blow for BBVA chair Carlos Torres Vila, the architect of the offer, though he has said he would not resign if it failed. The offer gained acceptance from 25.33% of Sabadell's shares and fell short of the minimum 30% threshold of voting rights needed for a possible second bid. As a result, the public offer has had a negative outcome and is rendered null and void, the CNMV said. The leadership of Sabadell had persistently rejected BBVA's advances and recommended its plethora of small shareholders to reject the bid. BBVA reacted to the defeat by saying it would resume payouts to its shareholders and share buybacks. Police have launched a homicide investigation into the sudden death of Isaac Andic, the billionaire founder of the global fashion giant Mango, with his son emerging as the prime suspect. Andic, who founded one of Europe's largest fashion groups with around 2,800 stores worldwide, plunged 150 metres to his death whilst hiking in the mountains outside of Barcelona in December last year. Police in Catalonia have now shifted their probe from an accident to a possible homicide, centering on his son Jonathan. He was the only person with his father at the time of the incident and has provided inconsistent testimony in two declarations that have fueled speculation, so local media reported. Istanbul-born Isaac Andic was one of Spain's richest people, with Forbes estimating his and his family's fortune as some $4.5 billion. And Democrats Abroad, the official Democratic Party group for Americans resident outside of the United States, has called protest rallies in Madrid, Barcelona, and Malaga for tomorrow. Explaining the motives for challenging the US President Donald Trump of the rival Republican Party, Andrew Anderson, chair of Democrats Abroad, said our concern about US democracy has been heightened by the attacks on our constitutional rights. The planned protests were described by the group as peaceful, featuring music, speeches, placards and chants. The Malaga gathering will start tomorrow at midday in the Plaza de la Marina, opposite the entrance to the port. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.